registration.
10, 9, 8, ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commitment.
7.6 million.
Here we go.
Hell yeah, let me hear.
Start Operation Noisemaker.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Penrod Show? This is the theme to Penrod Show, the opening theme to Penrod Show. This is the music that you hear when all systems are a go. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll hear the Penrod Radio Show.
So whistle then.
Listen, it's working.
This is the theme to Penrod Radio Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. That's me, Penrod, hanging out with Munch and Paul. Get another Fat Tuesday underway. Today's Fat Tuesday. Did you know that, guys?
It's Tuesday. For me.
Just Tuesday. I'm sorry. You don't have to bash me like that. It's just another day. Uh-huh. No, it's the start of Mardi Gras. And hopefully somebody will bring us some potchkes.
Punchki. So,
is that what it is?
It's punchki.
Punchki?
Punchki. I'm Polish.
Whatever. Polish punchki. Donuts.
It doesn't bring have them. An animal when you
Polish fattening donuts. Bring them.
Call them Ponuts.
There you go.
Ponuts.
There you go. Coming out with a. Did you guys bring your nickels in? Ponuts. Did you bring your nickels in?
I got some nickels.
So I texted the guys last night. I said, you need to bring nickels in. We're going to see if we're millionaires. Because there's a thing with nickels that there's certain nickels you want to look for. So I got that coming up in the next couple of minutes. Plus, there's a new dating term I wanted to share with people right off the bat.
There's actually a term in dating now called Fauciing someone. Do you know what that means?
No, what does it mean?
It means cutting off a relationship if you don't think that that other person is serious enough about social distancing and taking the pandemic seriously. Uh-huh. Like, oh, I Faucied that guy.
I'm going to Fauci you.
That's Dr. Fauci saying he's going to Fauci that woman. But, I think he's taking it wrong. I do. But before we move on, we do got to give it up for all the people, the house people that work at the hotels.
Yeah.
Because they had a dirty job the last couple of days cleaning up after Valentine's Day, changing the sheets out and everything. They're the true heroes of this past weekend. Stick around. Coming up, we got Rock News. Don't forget the hotline to happiness is open. 888-PENROD1. It's 888-736-7631. Paul, get to work on some sports, but let's bust out your nickels. We're back with that in a minute on the Penrod Show. Did you get your nickels out? Everybody get your nickels out right now. We're going to see if we're thousandaires.
Bullet Boys.
This is the right version of this song.
Yeah. Little bullet bow, at least.
Yeah, baby.
For the love of money there. So I saw this thing, and if you got some nickels, they can be worse than buck cheese here. I can hear everybody's nickels going off. Thank you very much for doing that while we're
it's the same
on the
nickel.
Air.
My fingers won't pick it up. Yeah.
I found nine nickels.
You got nine nickels? All right. So you're going to want to listen. Get out your pens. Get out your pads. Or if you're listening, try to find some way to remember these numbers because you could have some money in your pocket that's worth more than 5 cents. Listen to this.
In this video, I'm going to tell you how to make thousands of dollars with a nickel. Okay. So if you're watching this, take out all your nickels. What we're looking for is on the back. So turn them over. All you care about is the stairs right here. If you can see all the steps right here, it's worth thousands of dollars. Here's a list of dates to look for and a close-up.
Wait a second.
There you go. That's what you want on the dates listed above.
Okay, so the dates are 1953, 1961 through 63, 67 through 68, 69, and 70. Mm. But there's letters that go after them, so those are important.
But, oh, my God.
So look at all your nickels. I got like 20 of them here. And I got to be honest with you, I'm old. I can't barely tell what the hell the date is.
I can't read. Nine nickels. I'm still looking at my first of four, and I'm what in that?
I don't think
you got a magnifying glass.
I know. I mean, so they can't be new nickels. So if you're looking at your nickels, these can't be new nickels.
Well, I'm out of luck. I got a lot of new ass nickels here.
You got a 65. That's not on the list. Son of a bugger. I got a 47.
The oldest one I can read is 82.
What the heck? Well, I don't have any. 82. So I still only have 5 cents. Actually, going through my change, I found $21 in quarters, so I was pretty stoked about that.
I'm going through a change, too.
The problem is you got to look at the back and see if you can see all the stairs, but, like, I can't even, you can barely see any detail in the back of these. So, yeah, if you got any of these nickels, you're looking for 53S, 61 through 63D, 67 through 68D, 69S, and 69 and 70D. If you got any of those, you got better luck than we did, and well, maybe your day will get a little bit better.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Good morning, 888-PENROD-1. It's the Hotline to Happiness. I'd love to know if you got any nickels that are worth some money, because we have none. We went through all of our nickels. We're big losers. We hit
the 45 cents.
Yeah. Before we get to News of the World, I got a mystery sound for you guys.
Okay.
I want to see if you can, this guy just figured this out. I want to see if you can figure out what it is.
38 years on this earth, and I just learned this. Whoa.
So could you hear anything with that?
No.
I'm going to play it again for you.
Yeah.
38 years on this earth, and I just learned this. Whoa.
I mean, I think that the noise he's making could give it away.
Is it a human talking? Because that's the only sound I hear.
Oh, the guy's doing something. He's doing something in this.
38 years on this earth, and I just learned this. Whoa.
He's stoked about it, too. Whoa.
Yeah, just he's clearly this. Excited.
Dude, I can't believe
I mean, I knew it. I knew it, but let me just, I'll give you a hint. I knew it, but it doesn't work on my Jeep. It doesn't work on my Jeep. It does, I mean, that's a hint.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World.
You hear me? Monday, look at me.
With Munch.
Five.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
My man, what's going on?
Well, I don't really have a problem with this girl doing this because the game itself sucked, but a 55-year-old man and his girlfriend started to argue after she changed the channel during the Super Bowl. She changed it. Okay. And so he actually physically assaulted her. 55-year-old man in Alachua.
God bless you.
Thank you. In whatever town. I don't even know.
It's in Florida,
Florida.
Isn't it?
Florida, yeah. It's in Florida. Well, of course. It's either Florida or Ohio. Anyway, so if you look at his mugshot, he's got one weird colored eye. He's got a big mole on his cheek. I'm not sure I want to see what the girl looks like.
Maybe she hit him. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's what happened.
Yeesh.
That was, I mean, yeah, he's kind of an ugly dude. Holy cow.
I'll let you.
I mean, bless you. You don't want to go change in the Super Bowl without asking, I would say.
No.
But it doesn't warrant what he did.
No.
Not at all. No.
No.
Mm-mm. Hey, coming up, some megaphone revenge, and Munch's got a dad joke, so stick around for that on the Penrod Show. Welcome back to the show. My name is Penrod. Munch, Paul hanging out. We got sports coming up here in a little bit. Plus, stick around because there's some, I'm surprised at a study that I found about what is important to people. We got that coming up here. But before we get to the dad joke, I love this megaphone revenge that this guy had. Munch, you got dogs, but you have a backyard, so you don't go walk your dogs, right?
No, I don't have time for that. No, 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 no.
I'm going to be honest. I have to sometimes walk Pammy's dog because she works. And but she lives in an apartment complex. So, and there's a big field by it. So I can't say this particularly relates to me, but I will say I'm doing exactly what this woman does.
Hey, you, clean up your dog poop. Stop letting your dog poop on my lawn. I have you on video. I've been waiting for you for 2 days.
Obsessed much?
Please pick up after your dog. Please pick up after your dog. Thank you for picking up the feces from my yard. Off my yard, you and your dog. Thank you for being a courteous neighbor.
Wow. I love it.
I've been on both ends of this. I got to tell you, it's just biodegradable excrement. Don't. What are you going to get out? What are you bent about? Just relax, dude. Yeah. It's not like it's like eggshells and somebody egged your house. It's a pile of poop.
I know, but nobody wants to touch it. I mean, it's like the heaviest thing in the world. If you think about it, nobody can pick
it
up.
Fun. Lady. Yeah.
I mean, really, it's like the heaviest thing in the world, dog duty. I don't, I mean, but the problem too is it leaves clumps all over the yard. You know, if the dogs go in the grass, it stains the grass, then it leaves clumps where the duty was. I can understand where he's coming from. But then again, when I walk Pam's dog, I don't pick up the duty. It's not my dog.
Hypocrite.
It's not my dog. No, it's hypocrite. Not.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infant child jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
What do you got, Holmes?
All right, and since we're talking bathroom malfunctions, why can't you hear a psychiatrist when he or she is using the bathroom?
I don't know.
Because the pee is silent.
That's horrible, man. Don't even play the laugh track. That was horrible. Horrible! Coming up, what is the most important thing in your life? I bet you I can guess what it is. That and a whole lot more on the Penrod Show next. That's not it, Paul. Welcome back. My name is Penrod. So there was a survey done, and it asked people, what are they obsessed with here in the United States? What do you think the number one answer people are obsessed with here in the States?
Money.
Reality TV or just binge-watching TV shows.
Okay. Let me rephrase it then.
Okay.
What object, what tangible item are people obsessed with? This is called dead air, why they think. We could have a little Jeopardy thing. I mean, if we get really quiet, we can actually hear their brains work. Or maybe not.
Their phone?
Their phone, that's right, Paul. Their phone, number one thing.
Wow.
People are obsessed with their phones, followed by their cars and their refrigerator. Of course, for Paul and I, it would be the refrigerator first.
Yeah.
And then maybe the car and the phone. I don't know.
Then the car so it could get more food.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So delivered nowadays.
I found this video. Yeah, Mosh.
That's a good point.
I was just going to say, I thought it was going to be Funko Pops. Those things
no,
are
that's
people
not
are obsessed
it at all.
With that
no,
thing.
No.
Okay. All right, bro. If you can flip your phone off this pier and catch it without it hitting water, I'll give you $10,000 all in cash.
$10,000.
So he's going to flip his phone over
hey,
a pier
it, bro, so you know
and catch
it.
Hey,
look. Look, I knew he was going to say that, bro. So look, I got $40,000 all in cash, bro. If you can flip your phone off this pier, let me see your phone. Only thing I do is just catch it. Just flip it. Just like this, bro. Just flip it and catch it. $40,000,
bro. We do a lot with $40,000.
No?
He's actually got the money out, too, in the video.
No, 40? All right, look. Last and final offer, $100,000 all in cash. That is $100,000. If you flip, bro, you can do it, bro. Only thing I do is just
bro,
catch
you
it.
Can't, you can't say
you
no. This is 100 bands, bro.
You do it?
Wait, I bet. 100 bands, bro.
All right, look. 100 bands.
It's 100 bands, bro.
100 bands.
Is that Floyd Mayweather? I don't.
Dude. Bro, I need that.
Oh, he dropped it in the water.
So flip it how?
Just like catch it, you know, just throw it up in the air and flip it and catch it, you know, like where's my phone? Like this and catch it. And he dropped
above,
it in the water.
But above, you mean to
he
tell
was over
me,
a pier.
You...
They were on a pier.
Okay.
And there was the water below. And he actually jumped in for it. But he flip it and catch it. And he would have got $100,000. But he dropped it in the water. But I'm thinking, I'll do it for $10,000. Because if I drop it in the water, I can go buy a new phone. But he was all worried about the pictures on it. And who knows what else he had on that thing. Uh-oh.
Penrod Radio.
Welcome back. My name is Penrod. We got sports coming up here in a minute. But this is a sports thing. Deshaun Watson, did you see the tweet that he sent out?
No.
Yeah. I had to do some backtracking. I didn't know what he was talking about at first.
So Deshaun Watson was mic'd up at one point in one of the games. Do you remember what game it was, Paul?
I don't know which game it was.
Anyway, it's right at the beginning of the game, and he's putting his helmet on, and he says, I'm activated and ready to go.
Activated.
Yes.
That's what he says.
Activated.
I'm activated
okay.
and ready to go.
Ready to go.
I'm activated and I'm ready to go.
What?
I don't know, man.
The look on Munch's face. That wasn't activated. Let me play it again. I'm activated. He tweeted back out because people were making fun of him on social media. He says, oh, yeah. I said, I'm activated.
I'm activated and I'm ready to go.
The replies were great. The replies were great because everybody is like, nah, brah. You said
you were not activated.
Something else.
Yeah. I mean, you can clearly hear it could be something else.
Agitated?
But it's...
Yeah.
It could be agitated.
I'm activated and I'm ready to go.
Or he's a fisherman. I don't know.
Here we go. Live from the Penrod Sports Porta Potty, it's a big Johnson, Bob Johnson, with a sports update.
My man, what's going on in sports, brother?
Well, we got some NFL stories involving some females, which doesn't happen very often. But
no, it doesn't.
So the Raiders owner, Mark Davis, and his stupid little bowl haircut, he's going to buy the Los Angeles Aces of the WNBA.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
So, yeah, I think that's great. I mean, that's going to pave the way, I think, for the NBA to expand to Vegas eventually, too. But that's a nice sign for female sports, no? That a high-powered owner of an NFL team is going to buy one of their franchises? I think that's a good thing.
And don't get me wrong, they're boring. But give it up for the girls. They play.
It's not that bad.
No, I coach girls basketball.
Just because they can't dunk doesn't mean it's bad.
No, there's girls that can dunk in the WNBA.
Wait a minute.
There's girls that can dunk much.
Did you say WNBA?
Yeah. What else going on in sports, Paul?
Well, the other female-related NFL story. So Jessica Pegula, who's the daughter of the owners of the Buffalo Bills. Stop. Made the quarterfinals of the Australian Open in tennis.
What? Oh, geez, more tennis stories? Really?
I know, right? Stories?
Cut his mic off.
She got a
cut
little...
his mic off. Tennis. Hey, coming up, we got a web watch and an angry Alabaman. Stick around for that next.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Hey, don't forget, if you miss anything, you can download the podcast of every day's show. It's basically on all the podcast locations. Like, I lay in bed and say, Alexa, play the Penrod podcast. And then she'll try to say Guy Penrod or something else. But I know it does work eventually. You just have to lose your temper with Alexa, and eventually she will get it. And this guy lost his temper, and I don't understand. He just must be having a bad day. He's in a convenience store. He goes up. He's buying something. And
hey, how are you? You like these? I really don't like them.
I really don't give a what you like. How much are they?
Is he having a bad day or what?
Wow.
She's just trying to be nice. Hey, how you doing? He's got a Yoo-Hoo in his hand.
Hey, how are you? You like these? I really don't like them.
I really don't give a what you like. How much are they?
Cool. Ooh. Weird.
Just weird.
And wired.
Plug in.
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
All right. I got a pretty cool Web Watch today. Yeah. If you want to have some fun, honestslogans.com. Go to that website, honestslogans.com. And it's basically taking, slogans like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, or the one I have on my screen right now is Sprite. Oh, and, you know, they all have slogans.
Yeah.
Like Sprite, and they say the honest slogan for Sprite is liquid Skittles.
Yeah. It is pretty sugary, but good, yeah.
Yeah, Munch, what do you got there?
I've got Progressive. Flow is annoying. I don't think so. I actually would like to marry her.
I like Flow. Yeah.
Oh, by the way. Paul? Let's just say real quick, if any of these folks advertise with us, this is not our opinion. These are just at honestslogans.com where they fake stuff. Go ahead.
Okay. And they do. Like, they copy the logo and everything. Paul, what do you got?
Mm-hmm. Can I use my pitch man voice?
Sure you can.
Coors Light. The mountains turn blue in case you don't know what a cold beer feels like. I like it. I think I got a future.
Altoids.
Oh!
Used for holding anything but mints.
Oh.
Like their can.
Oh, yeah,
I know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, what do you got, Munch?
Capri Sun. Careful not to poke a hole through the back.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, you no kidding. That.
Paul, give me one last more, buddy. Week.
Blockbuster. Never paying that late fee finally paid off.
One more, Wikipedia. You're welcome, college students. Oh, that's a good one.
38 years on this earth, and I just learned this. Whoa.
Did you figure that out yet? I'll tell you coming up in a bit. Stick around.
The Penrod Radio Show.
So I got to be honest with you. We're having too much fun with the WebWatch website today.
Yeah, that's a good one.
HonestSlogans.com. You got to go check it out. We're just clicking through here what tunes are playing and everything else and just laughing. Like there's NyQuil. Slip into a nice coma for a few hours.
It's real products with made up slogans, folks. We are not the ones making this up. It's honestslogans.com.
Ticketmaster, we're going to charge you whatever we want. You got one, Paul?
Yeah. Folgers, never the best part of waking up.
No. It's... Give me one more.
Oh, I got one. Fruit Loops, they're all the same flavor.
They are, exactly.
They still rule.
So there's a demographic of people out there, and I guess there can be guys that are Karens, too. And I think Karen gets a bad rep.
Why?
And actually, I think if you want to be honest, I think Karen's a racist term, to be honest with you.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm going to throw that out there. I think the term Karen could be considered racist.
What would you call a guy Karen?
Keith. Kevin.
Oh.
Trevor?
Anything, you know, of that. Well, now there's hope for Karens out there. There's a new online support group.
It's a common ground. Create that positive social change through actions, words, and outreach. We were at a place recently, and I said, could I please speak to your manager? My son was like, oh, Mom, are you being a Karen? Asking for a manager is not always negative.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I've never, ever asked to speak to a manager.
Oh, I have.
Have you much?
Absolutely.
I can see that because you're a pessimist.
Oh.
You're a complete pessimist. So I can see you asking for a manager and the manager's manager and the district manager. And, I mean, I think you just probably ask for them all.
Well, if they're good looking.
I just think Karens get a bad rap, but I'm glad there's 12 people on this Facebook support group. I really am. That's good for them.
Hey now, you're a Karen. Burn a mask now, you're crazy. Hey now, you're a Karen. Abusing staff now. Hey lady, you've got a massive ego.
Have you figured out this sound yet?
38 years on this earth. And I just learned this. Whoa.
I'm going to tell you coming up in about 10 minutes. Stick around.
Bop.
Penrod.
Now back to the program.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Good morning. 888 Penrod 1. That's the hotline to happiness. Are you stumped? You guys are stumped, aren't you? On this sound.
38 years on this earth, and I just learned this. Whoa.
You can't figure out what it is.
No.
So if you open your gas tank, your gas tank door, mm-hmm. and you unscrew your gas cap, on the inside of your gas tank door, there's a little like notch to put your gas cap in, so it hangs there. If so if it doesn't hang, or you don't lose it, or
is the most anticlimactic answer to a befuddling question I have ever experienced.
Yeah.
Did you know that, though?
No. Well, yes, I knew that.
Did you know that was there, Paul?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I'm with Munch. I mean, we've been waiting all show to figure out what this sound is, and that's it?
I thought the bummer. Nose would give it away.
Play it again. Play it again, please. Can you play it again?
Here we go.
38 years on this earth, and I just learned this. Whoa.
All right, I guess it kind of sounds like it when he's unscrewing it.
Mm-hmm. Sitting it up there. What kind of music do you listen to relax? Munch, how about you?
Slayer.
You
listen? Death metal. Yeah, Slayer.
Both of you listen to death metal? No?
No. I listen to like some southern blues rock.
If you're listening to this right here, though. You're doing it wrong. According to a new study, techno is the least effective genre of music for reducing anxiety.
No way.
Followed by dubstep.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I mean, I don't know what dubstep is.
Boob stamp.
Things that you should listen to, though, to chill out, to reduce anxiety, which I'm a big fan of something like this.
Oh, man. He just passed Rick away Ashley. Recently. Yeah.
Yeah. Or.
You Rickrolled us.
Yeah.
Just bass.
Classic metal.
Oh.
Classic metal, really, right on top with this 80s pop music. That's the stuff they say will relax you the most.
Not Rick Astley, because then it's a lot to live up to. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. Oh, my God, so many promises in one song.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Good morning, 888-PENROD-1. Love to hear from you. That's the hotline to happiness this morning. There was love in the air over the weekend. Carbon monoxide and everything else. Dunkin' Donuts ran a contest to let people get married in their drive-thru. Did you hear about that? It was a nationwide contest. Again, I don't know why anybody would want to get married in a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, but these people won.
Initially, it was a shocker to me, and I'm like, you know, this is different, especially with the year we've had with Corona and all that.
You promise to dedicate yourself to Selena, to love and care and cherish her through life's joys and sorrows for all the days of your life.
I Dunkin' do.
Oh, my God. You may have pissed.
I know. He said, I Dunkin' do. I said, I Dunkin' do. That's a little bit over the line, if you ask me.
That's ridiculous.
You're too much of a fan. You're too much of a fan.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they like the interview's way longer, and they talk about, oh, yeah, they know my order every time I go there, and they know what kind of donut I like to get. And she had, like, a donut bouquet, and he had one of those munchkins, the little round, what do they call them, donut holes? A corsage made out of a donut hole.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was not invited to that
I'm
wedding.
Listening. Yeah. I'm listening. I'm guessing for sure they are there today celebrating Fat Tuesday.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's time. For news of the world.
You hear me? Monday. Look at me.
With Munch.
Yes.
On the Penrod Show. People talk
loud when they... I mean, the only reason Dunkin' Donuts picked it was because what they look like. That's so wrong. What's up, Mosh?
Well, we got other idiots going out there. There's a guy who died, had an 8-year-old border collie named Lulu receive everything, $5 million, via the dead man's will. There's a caretaker, Martha, who will be in charge of distributing the money that is in a trust for Lulu, the border collie's care.
What? He just really loved the dog. What's a dog going to do with the money? What is a dog? That's just a waste of money.
Well,
his kids are ticked.
Well, he was never married, so where did he have kids? He never married. I mean, he had nothing. But if I'm the caretaker, I'm going, you stupid ass.
I know.
What's Lulu going to say when I go on a shopping spree?
Lulu. Good morning. My name is Penrod, hanging out with Munch and Paul and you. Thanks for stopping by. You can follow us on the social media, or as usual, if you want to download any of the shows, if you missed anything, I urge you to check us out on all the podcast platforms, Amazon, iTunes, TuneIn, Podbean. I don't know. There's a whole list of them. They're all up there, so you can check them out just in case you missed anything. Of course, yesterday we learned a way to, I guess, boost your morale a little bit.
Replace the word problem with the word opportunity in all your thoughts. Okay. I have a very severe drinking opportunity.
There you go. A little positive reinforcement right there. That's what that's all about. Before we get to the dad joke, we got to go with a kid joke.
Okay.
This one kid that told us a joke last week. You remember how the joke went, Munch, Paul?
Yeah, that kid was awesome. I don't remember the joke. I just remember him going, listen, teach.
the toilet paper. Yeah.
Toilet paper joke. That's right.
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, he's back with another one today for us.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, bud.
I made a girl cry today, but I didn't mean to.
What happened?
Well, she said, I think you're kind of cute. And then I said, well, that's nice. And then she said, well, don't you love me? And then I said, hey, listen. How would you like to be the sun of my life? And then she said, oh, because I'm so bright. And I said, well, kind of. but you can start by being 93 million miles away from me.
Wow.
You don't say that to
her. Wow.
Wow, you can start by being 93 million miles away.
It's time for the Daily Dad Joke.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
On Penrod Radio.
What do you got?
All right, well, you know kids dig the potty humor. All right. Giggle, giggle, giggle. Yeah, they like it.
So do 47-year-old men, apparently, too.
Yeah, well, right? This might tickle your fancy. You know, why can't you hear a psychiatrist using the bathroom?
I don't know.
Because the pee is silent.
That's a phonics
psychiatrist.
You were hooked on phonics,
yeah,
weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little phonics going on there.
Psychiatrist.
Which, again, I don't understand. I don't understand why we have silent letters. Totally. I mean, I think whoever come up with the words, just put them there to screw with us. Really?
Because the
I think
P's,
we all just need to start saying knife. That's it. It's a knife. Whatever it is, it's a knife. Hey, get off your shoes. Take off a shoe. We're going to talk about your shoes next. Oh, that's right. Exciting.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Good morning. Hey, American Idol started. Did you see that the other night? Munch, your family probably watches American Idol, don't they?
We do not.
You actually. Do not?
Should well, I have done the improv rule? Yes and? No, I don't watch it.
This girl came on and her dad came along with her. And her dad was a little older. He was a little long in the tooth. To have a 17-year-old. He played guitar for her. She did not make it through. Sadly, she did not make it through, and he wasn't too happy.
Adios, do you want people. To just walk out? I really appreciate it.
You got your thing to do, and I got mine. Nope, no ticket.
You're leaving?
Yep, I'm leaving.
So you're leaving with her?
Dad,
I'm leaving with her. Come on, let's
Dad,
go.
We have...
Okay?
Yeah,
we're
I'm
leaving.
Okay. I'm okay.
Oh, well, I think you just need some more time. We need some more time.
I already know you with Brian's song. Anyway,
next time I'll have her audition for The Voice.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh.
That ended up on TV, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Man. Yeah. So get off. Take off one of your shoes.
Old.
I mean, you don't have to take off a shoe. Do you know what size shoe you wear?
Yeah.
Let's see who's got the biggest feet here. I wear a 13.
Yeah, probably you.
What do you got, Paul?
I have 11. 12.
Oh, yeah. So we're all right.
Oh, great. I have the smallest feet here. Great.
You do have the smallest feet here. But here's wonderful. A little shoe trick. It's a math trick. Get out your calculators.
Okay.
They say if you put your shoe size and add two zeros, minus the year you were born, plus the year you're on... You should get this number, and the last two digits is your age or how old you should be turning this year.
Did you follow that along?
No.
I didn't either. He talked way too fast.
They say really if you put your shoe size and add two zeros, minus the year you were born, plus the year you're on, you should get this number. And the last two digits is your age or how old you should be turning this year.
Okay, so it would be 1,300 minus 1973. Was it right, Paul?
Yeah.
1,300 minus 1973 and then plus 2021 equals, it is right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 45.
I'm going to be 45. Yeah.
Wow.
I stopped paying attention when I couldn't get past the fact that it was Forrest Gump telling us how to do it. You just take the numbers and you do the math. And then you just,
Hey, that's great, though. That's like a great bar trick to pick up chicks right there. Hey, coming back, sports with Paul. Stick around for more of the Penrod Show.
Live from the Penrod Sports Porta Potty, it's a big Johnson, Paul Johnson, with a sports update.
What's going on in the wild world of sports, Paul?
Well, we're just trying to still digest that Daytona 500 that lasted 12 hours on Sunday. And all the rain delays and everything. And then the unlikely win of one Michael McDowell, the 36-year-old journeyman.
No, he's not from the Doobie Brothers, Munch. That's Michael McDonald.
Yummo Peter. Yummo Peter.
He was in the winner's circle. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, it was great. But during the rain delay, the guys had to get a little creative to kill some time because they were sitting there for about 8 hours. So
Ross Chastain, who drives the number 42 McDonald's car, decided to get in his regular car in his uniform and go buy McDonald's for his entire team.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Ah, you just came to the race back?
Yeah, we're racing, and whenever it stops raining.
You can hear the rain.
I race in McDonald's car. Huh? I race in the McDonald's car.
For real?
Yeah, number 42. You can run it as credit.
Okay.
No room for cash in his fire retardant suit.
No.
Everything. We're feeding the whole crew.
Maybe he's got some nickels.
What's sad is, if he didn't have his race suit on, nobody would have known who the hell he was.
Not at all.
No, not at all. They wouldn't have.
How many cheeseburgers, sir?
Yeah. What else going on in sports? It was nice of them, though, to buy food for everybody.
Yeah, he wasn't the only. There was another racer that did it. There was just no video of it. Chase Briscoe went a different route. He went Panda Express. So I don't know. If you're in the middle of a big race day, would you go McDonald's, Panda Express? What would be the drive-through choice? I don't know.
The thing that would make me not use the potty if I was
Yes,
driving.
No Chipotle.
No Chipotle. Nope. If I'm making laps 500 or whatever it is, I'm getting something that's going to block me up. That's
bananas.
All I got to say.
Yeah.
What else going on, Paul? Anything else? No.
No.
No, nothing else really worth talking
not
about.
Really, no. Not really.
No baseball news or nothing. We're getting close to that, aren't we?
Yeah, we're getting there. I mean, this week, right? Pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training. So, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Paul, you did a bang up job on sports today. I really got to give you a round of applause.
Thanks.
Wow. I knocked that one out of the park, didn't you?
Pinrod Radio is on.
It's on, baby. Good morning. Before we wrap things up for today, it was Valentine's Day over the weekend. And Munch, you've got a little girl. I mean, she's not little anymore. No, remember when they were yours, little, though? Yeah. I mean, I've got a little girl. Yeah. She was little.
Yeah.
They passed out Valentines. Well, this little girl was so excited when she got home with her Valentines.
He has a crush on me, and so he made this. And I was like, oh,
I love that. Oh, wow. And you can hear the dad kind of in the background. Oh, yeah, it's great. It's starting. Here it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all downhill.
Already got to dig a ditch.
Here.
Yep.
The cutest thing, though, is just her wow.
He had a crush on me, and so he made this. And I was like, oh,
I think she watches too many Housewives of Beverly Hills or something with that. Wow. All right, what did we learn today, guys? Paul, what did you learn today?
I learned that I'm often ill-prepared for my sports report. And that that I have 45 cents in nickels.
Just that's about it.
Yep. How about you, Munch? Did you learn anything spectacular today?
I learned that just because you tell me to take my shoe off doesn't mean that you're trying to get me to count higher than 10. That there is a trick with math that can, based on your shoe size, lead you right back to the year we're in now somehow. But I still managed to count to 15 with one shoe off. That's what I learned today.
Okay. I learned two things, actually, today. I learned that I have the biggest feet on the program.
Oh.
I have the biggest feet with a size 13. And I also learned that Deshaun Watson has a weird pregame thing that he does to get ready.
I'm activated, and I'm ready to go.
What? He's activated. That's what he's activated.
Oh. I'm activated, and I'm ready to go.
There we go. So Deshaun Watson gets activated before game time. That's what I learned today. Holy cow. We're going to be halfway through the week when we come finish the show tomorrow. Knock on wood, we make it back here. Don't forget, you can always download the podcast on any of the podcast platforms. Call and leave us a message anytime, 888-PENROD1. It's 888-736-7631. Thanks for hanging out. Coming up, more music and more fun. Don't go anywhere. Have a great day.